I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right by reminding you the small business is big business. Your business is our business. And my goodness, there's all kinds of business going on. Just what did you just read to me? Amazon is doing what?
And they are starting their own delivery service.
Is there anything that Amazon is not going to do?
Right. So watch out. FedEx is what the headlines are saying. And
wow.
So, yeah, and they are. They've made the consumer's life.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah, they really have.
You know, when we talk about that customer experience, we've been talking about the customer experience for years.
Mm-hmm.
And in so many companies, I think we just assume, like, where else are they going to go? What else are they going to do? I know, right? We kind of have them in the palm of our hands. And yet then here comes along a new company, a tech company that says, I want to make it faster and easier for my customers. And the customers, and we flock and we migrate like the butterflies migrating to Denver.
Which, by the way, causes the radar to go off. Mm-hmm. Butterflies here in Denver. Interesting, Angel. You know, you're talking about Amazon and their ease and simplicity of the customer experience. However, Amazon is struggling and will continue to struggle to when they come in and acquire a company, for instance, Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Foods does not have that culture. They were the ones who thought we're Whole Foods.
Right.
We're untouchable. And then Amazon comes in, and I just had a long conversation with a Whole Foods executive who is in the process of trying to train or out-train bad behaviors before Jeff Bezos and team come in to try to replace with good ones. So it's an interesting conversation that is very, very much right there in the public eye right now.
It's been amazing. It's been amazing. And so as small business owners, we can watch what these companies are doing. We really do have our finger on the pulse of our clients, how we can serve them. We're small enough to be nimble and innovative, and we can change. You know, not like some of those bigger companies that are just like big, giant dinosaurs who can't, you know, move. It's got to go all the way up the chain. And so just be... just pay attention and to be innovative and be creative and open your mind to new possibilities and opportunities because they're in front of you.
That's right.
They are already in front of you. But so often we just kind of can't get out of our own way to see them.
So JT O'Donnell, who's the founder and CEO of WorkItDaily.com, says that data is supporting the idea that the next recession, listen up, the next recession is only 6 to 18 months away. How do you decrease the chances you're going to be a layoff victim in that? Well, she wrote an article, and I want to share some of these points with you because it stands to reason that employees with the highest ROI are more likely to be the ones that keep their jobs in the downturn of the economy. And I'm not saying doom or gloom or any of that kind of stuff. I'm just reporting what they're reporting. But if some, you know, we can pretty much say, there will be a downturn in the economy eventually, and when there is, how do you recession-proof your job?
You know, things are constantly changing. In companies that have, I mean, there's no security really in any in anything that any of us are doing. You know, remember Blockbuster? You know, here was a $1 billion company.
Oh yeah.
And you know, whether it's recession or just the marketplace shifts and technology shifts, you know, and so you know, staying aware, staying current, staying open, constantly creating, you know, honing your skills so that you are the expert in your industry. And if you think, okay, you know what, I just kind of do what everybody else does and I kind of follow along, you know, go where the wind blows me, you're going to have the toughest time adapting.
Absolutely. So if you want to make sure that you have a job when the next time the recession hits or the downturn in economy hits, think of yourself as a business of one. You know, the army says we're an army of one.
Right.
You need to think of yourself as a business of one and make sure that the service that you provide exceeds expectations.
Right. You know, think about even if you are in a company right now and you are an employee or you have a small business, if you are branding you,
right,
then, you know, kind of as that business of one, even, you know, as an employee, if you brand you, so think about your LinkedIn profile, your social media aspects, all of that, that even if your job shifts, you still, you don't lose any
That's
of
right.
that, of that branding, that, well, not intellectual property, but,
I know what you're talking about.
Right?
All right. So here are three things you can do to prepare for a recession. Number one, do a salary assessment. Sites like Glassdoor now offer comprehensive salary research tools that let you know how your salary compares to your coworkers at your current job. You'll also let you know how your salary ranks against your peers by region, skill level, and industry. Be aware of where you stand in the food chain.
Right? So if you are really high on that food chain, you probably think, score. And yet that's the first cut, right?
Yeah, you're an expense.
I can hire three people. To replace you, and actually one that will run circles around you for a third of the price.
Absolutely.
If you are super low on the salary range, also this is an important time to have that conversation with how much your boss values you.
You bet.
All right, number two, create a business plan for your job.
And you say, wait a minute, I'm an employee. I don't need a business plan.
But,
yeah, you do.
But think about it. What if you sat down with your boss and mapped out the goals that not only you have but the company has for the next year, and get really clear how your efforts, the thing that you bring to the table, the assets you bring to the table, tie directly to the growth of the company. So what are some of the things that you can track that show I play a valuable role in this company? Because if you are not at that conversation, at that table when that conversation is happening,
you're late.
And
you won't be at the table.
Indispensable.
Yeah, your seat will be removed. What's that game that we used to play?
Musical chairs. And one seat is gone because you haven't shown. You think a lot of times, well, they know. I mean, they made my job description. They pay me. They tell me what to do. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always thinking about that when they're having these tough conversations.
No, but they do know where the front door is. Mm-hmm. Finally, invest a little time in your career strategy. Know which skills you should be growing and stay competitive in the marketplace, and building a game plan to grow those skills. That can be vital to you being one step or head and shoulders above your competition.
And that's the piece, right, that you stand out, that you're head and shoulders, even if this job goes away. I remember when my kids were in middle school and they were getting ready to start in high school.
Yeah.
And there was, I don't know, parent night or something. They said, you know, this next generation is going to have like 20 careers
sure.
in their lifetime. And the jobs they're going to end up with haven't even been created yet. And so if we kind of get stuck our head, you know, we're like, but we are a tree, right? We are not a tree. We can move, but we kind of get ourselves stuck and planted. This is me. This is my identity. This is all I know how to do. This is all I've ever done. And this is all I will ever do. Those are the ones that have the hardest time when the job market shifts, that it takes longer than to adapt to, you know, to finding a new career, a new place to work. And so make sure that you have scaled up your networking, scaled up your personal branding, because even if you don't ever use it, who knows what else you might end up using it for and what great doors that could open for you.
Absolutely. Don't let the next recession or downturn in the economy put your career in jeopardy. You know, it's a good thing to be aware of your position on the food chain and be cognizant of how your employers are perceiving you.
Yeah. So when you say the food chain,
yeah,
right? I just think of the Lion King and they're coming to eat me.
It tastes like chicken. Yeah, well, it won't taste much. Maybe you'll be eating nothing but chicken if you get laid off. Don't allow that to happen. And it does take just a little bit of foresight, a little bit of effort on your part to know where you are. Have those difficult conversations. Make sure that the people who employ you know that you want to be employed by them. I think a little bit of communication goes such a long way. It's kind of like any relationship. If you love them, tell them. That's my take. That's all I got to say about that.
Do you know we're about 100 days away from the end of the year?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, I think at the end of the show, we're going to talk about how you can actually achieve a goal and use the next 100 days to achieve a big, audacious goal.
All right. Well, there you go. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. Please do business with the people who do business with the pros. That's how we get to stay on the air. We thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer back right after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros radio show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We will interact with you live on the show. Go ahead and reach out to us. You can always connect with us by our Facebook Live video, but if you don't want to do that, you can drop us an email at radio@experiencepros.com.
We're going to talk about creating an amazing customer experience.
I love that.
You know, so much of what we do, it doesn't matter what business you're in the relationship business, right? You are in, you have to take care of your customers or you will not have a sustainable business for very long. And we all know when we've been on the receiving end of some really poor customer service.
Sure.
You know, that's one end of the spectrum. And we all know, and we all can recall a time where we are on the receiving end of an amazing
absolutely
customer experience. But what ends up happening for most of us is it's not really great, but it's also most of the time not really bad. Either. It falls somewhere in the middle spectrum. And as a vendor, as a service provider, we deliver customer service that probably falls most of the time in that middle spectrum.
So what you're saying is we're satisfied. Right?
That is what I am saying. And I think that that's what most companies are shooting for. Mm-hmm. Satisfied customers, right? You delivered on time. It was a decent price. You know, you did what you said you would do.
Nothing went wrong.
But here's a fact that you need to take heart and notice.
Listen carefully.
Customer satisfaction has a net value of
zero.
Zero.
Say it again. Customer satisfaction has a net value of
zero.
What?
We think that because we delivered, we did what we said, and it seemed fair, and it seemed good, and it seemed okay, that's good enough. Mm. They're going to come back and do business with us again, and yet that is not the case.
No, people choose who to do business with and where to shop and where to spend their discretionary dollars based on a whole host of factors. For instance, convenience, geography.
Referral from a friend, a discount.
Oh, yeah.
You know, lots of different things. And so if I walked out of doing business with you, you know, we say one of three things is going to happen. One, I'm going to be upset because I got bad customer service, but we know that's not usually the case.
Right. You're going to be thrilled because you got great customer service, but that's probably not usually the case either.
Or I'm going to be satisfied, in which case I'm not going to say anything at all.
And if your customers don't say anything at all, what have you gained? Oh, yes. Zero.
Zero. And so we're back again. You know, we know how it's expensive to gain a new client. It's expensive in time, in your money, in your resources, everything that you're doing to bring customers into your sales process.
Tell them how much more expensive it is.
10 times more.
10 times more expensive, folks.
So if you think about it, takes, you know, you've got a client and you're spending $100 to retain, to attract a new client. It's probably only $10 to retain that client.
Absolutely. They've already bought in. They've already given you their buy-in both emotionally, intellectually, and financially. So How do you create an experience that's so overwhelmingly positive that your customer has no choice but to outperform your marketing dollars? You know, Angel, I remember every time I say that, I think of when the doctor comes around with a little hammer and hits your knee and you do the reflex.
I know, that's the funniest thing.
It is the funniest thing because you have no choice. And isn't that the kind of response that you want from your customer? That they have no choice but to go out and tell 10 of their friends. That's a good thing.
It is a great thing. It is a really great thing. And so what we're after is loyal customers, not just satisfied customers.
Correct.
Because we know satisfied customers shop around. We know satisfied customers have that net value of zero. So when we create loyal customers, how do we do that? How do we create such an amazing customer experience that gets them to want to tell others to come back and do business with you? And to share that on all of their social media sites.
It starts by thinking of your customer as something more than a dollar sign.
Mm.
Right? You have to think of it as the relationship that you want to develop and invest in.
And so have this picture of when you see your customer, what's their lifetime value?
Mm.
You know, so this is an important number for you to have in mind for all of your employees to recognize. There was a book years ago, Jeff Gallegos, I think, Win the Customer, Not the Argument.
Correct.
He talked to, he ran grocery stores or helped grocery stores improve their customer experience. But how often does somebody come into your store and we want to argue with them over some of the most minute of issues?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they were late and so we want to charge them a late fee. Maybe they didn't cancel their appointment more than 24 hours in advance, so we want to charge them a cancellation fee. Maybe they want to return an item, and he tells this story about somebody coming in and returning a gallon of milk.
Yep.
That says, I bought this here, and I want to return it. And it clearly had the competitor's label on it. So no, they did not buy it here. So do we send them packing for a $3 gallon of milk, or do we give them their $3 back and refund their money?
She's returning it here. You might as well give her the milk, and guess where she's going to come back next time.
Right? We have to focus on the unfun parts. We have to train our staff for the unfun parts, because if all we're doing is offering, you know, adequate, normal customer service, of course it's going to be fine. But what do we do when things go wrong? So number one, recognize that every customer has a lifetime value, not only for what they're going to spend with you, but then the influence of referrals that they have the potential to bring to you. So when that customer comes in and they're only spending $49 and you kind of get stuck going, oh my gosh, they're only worth $49 and I just want to send them packing. They have a lifetime value that probably has a couple zeros.
That's
on
right. They're probably worth $4,900 as long as you don't mess it up.
You want to train your employees for how to deal with a negative experience. You know, what do you do when the sales call gross or the sale goes bad? When they have a misunderstanding or a miscommunication, or they didn't like the way they were treated, or they didn't like how the result was. Because if we leave it up to our employees,
right.
Think about how well you handle a difficult conversation.
Yeah, the least paid employee is usually the first customer forward representative of your brand. Easy now.
And let's talk about ways that we can surprise and delight our customers as well. You know, what are the elements from the time they start thinking about you? So on their website, when they walk in your door, the actual transaction itself, the follow-up of the transaction, what are some things that we can do to just tweak that a little bit to delight our customers? One of the things that we do at the Experience Pros office is we have a chalkboard that says welcome, and we get to write the person's name that we're expecting in the office that day.
That's right.
Now, this is such a simple
act. Chalkboard.
It's a chalkboard.
Not digital.
It's simple. It's authentic. It's kind of whimsical. But you put their name on it, they know that you were expecting them, that you were planning for them. We love to see our name. How challenging is it to put our name and to personalize? So personalize the experience, focus on the unfun parts, recognize the lifetime value, and train your employees to delight your customers.
It's a recipe for success. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with more positive business talk after the bottom of the hour news. This is the Experience Bros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. You know, we like to talk business, but sometimes we like to talk life as well. And this next guest is going to help us combine the two.
We're going to combine the two. Well, first of all, we're going to tell you about the new movie, The Stray, that releases October 6th. October 6th, it's actually a faith-affirming family movie based on the true story of Mitch Davis. And Mitch is a Hollywood executive who's on the fast track to burnout and in danger of losing his family. And we actually have available to talk to us about the movie The Stray, Mitch Davis. He actually has an incredible background. He was actually hired by Disney as a junior executive in the creative group, where he worked on such movies as The Rocketeer, Newsies, White Fang, Dead Poets Society. He then moved to a producer's job at Columbia Studios before leaving Hollywood to pursue his career as an independent filmmaker. Mitch Davis, welcome to Experience Pros.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
Mitch, it's very nice to have you on the program. Let's talk about the storyline of The Stray. Where are we going with this movie?
Well, The Stray refers to a stray dog who wandered into my family's life in answer to prayer during a crazy, hectic time. I was working, as you said, at the film studios. We had a young family, and all at once we had career stress, financial stress, family stress, and we kind of began to forget why we got married in the first place. I began to forget why I went into the movie business in the first place, and a stray dog wandered into our life and set about changing and fixing everything.
Which is, you know, so heartwarming. You know, and I know, especially here in Colorado, we're such a dog-loving state. And so to have a movie, you know, when you've got, you know, based on the love of a family and the love of a dog bringing a family together, love that you're doing it. So is this your first independent film, Mitch?
No, I've actually done 5 independent films. Did a movie back in 2000 called The Other Side of Heaven, starring Anne Hathaway. Did a movie in 2007 with F. Murray Abraham called Language of the Enemy. Then Christmas Eve with Patrick Stewart a couple of years ago. And now this movie, which is actually set partially in Colorado. We left the insanity of movie business in California for life in Franktown, Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where we were living when the kind of apex of the movie happened, which is that we took our dog and our boy on a backpacking trip into the mountains there and got struck by lightning. And that's kind of where the movie gets a little more harrowing, a little bit less fun and games.
Wow. Well, all right. So the movie's called The Stray, and it's coming out Friday, October 6th. Tell us, is it a wide open release, or how's it going to be released, if you will?
Yeah, Mitch? It's releasing nationwide in over 600 theaters, and it's actually in a number of theaters tonight, Thursday night, kind of a pre-Friday break, and we're just really excited to be able to go coast to coast with this one. It's not a regional release; it's a national release.
All right, so you had kind of gotten to a point, Mitch, where you weren't even sure you should be in the movie making business anymore. What was the turnaround? What brought you back?
You know, I think my sense of purpose. I had gotten into the movie business with the idea that I was going to make movies for families that made the world a better place. And then I kind of got deeper and deeper into the business side of it and began to think more commercially, and also began to lose my own family. So truth be told, getting struck by lightning was a bit of a literally a come to Jesus moment where I was reminded, hey, you're here for a reason. And one of those reasons is to make the world a better place and make movies for families. Get back to it. And ironically, we're now making a movie about wanting to make movies.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Are you guys still based in Colorado?
No, we have offices in California and Utah. I'm a big skier. And when we lived in Colorado, I had to go 2 hours to get to the ski resorts. And when I'm in Utah, I have to go 10 minutes, which I kind of like.
You're killing, Mitch. All right, let's give some information to our friend, our listeners. The Stray opens nationwide tomorrow, October 6th. You want to make sure that you get in line and make sure you visit on a regular basis. This movie has been given the Dove Family Approved Seal for its portrayal of positive values, so you can take the entire family to it. You know, Mitch, I'm super excited for you, and I'm glad to hear that you're back in the movie making business. That the Lord's kind of moved in your heart to kind of restore the relationships in your families, in your family. What's next? I mean, you just shared with us the movie about making movies. What else you got?
In your story. I got to say before we go that Michael Medved called me yesterday and raved about the movie and its portrayal of positive values. So I love the Dove Foundation and Michael Medved for supporting us.
Nice.
I got a movie called Coach Tony, which is an inspirational sports picture about a boy born with a deformed face who became a national championship basketball player against all odds. Little boy from the South in Dalton, Georgia. And it's a feel-good movie that I'm hoping to do next.
Wow. All right, so word of inspiration or motivation if somebody's just kind of lost their way. I mean, they know that they had this passion, but life's kind of thrown them into the tumble setting on the dryer. What would you say to them today?
I'd say there is a God who knows who you are, what you're going through, who loves you and cares about you. And I'd say cut yourself a little slack. I think sometimes we all do the best we can and just kind of hang on by the skin of our teeth. And what's been great about making this movie is we're making a movie about something that happened in our life, my wife and I, 30 years ago. And as we look back on that, we realize, yeah, it was stressful, it was hard, but it was beautiful. And the most important thing we could have ever done is raise that family and get through the hard times together.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Stuff. Mitch, thank you. I don't want to say this, but I think I'm glad you were struck by lightning. Can I?
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, I am. I really, literally am. Because, man, I laid there on that mountainside that night. I was paralyzed throughout the night and on the verge of death. And had a lot of time to think about the things that matter most. And, you know, God sent a lightning bolt, but before he sent that bolt, he sent a stray dog who saved our family and then saved my life. And sometimes the guardian angel could be a stray dog, I guess.
Absolutely. Hey, Mitch, with the last question for you, you hear that working with animals, especially in Hollywood, is challenging. Was Pluto the Wonder Dog as easy or complicated?
You know, it was the first time I'd ever worked with animals and kids. I had to work with a bunch of kid actors, and both were a challenge, but it was really a blast, actually. You sort of learn to roll with the punches. You might not get exactly what you wanted, but you might get something better than you planned.
I love it.
So, yeah, we had a great experience.
Oh, my gosh. Well, The Stray opens this weekend. Take your families and go and support this independent filmmaker. Mitch, thanks so much for being with us on Experience Pros today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your time, you guys.
Absolutely. TheStray.movie is where you'll find information about this. TheStray.movie. Go once, go twice, go lots of times, and tell people to go as well. Good stuff. You know, it's been a while since I've been to the theater.
Has it?
I think maybe I'll go tomorrow night.
You know what? I think it's been a while since I've been to the theater as well. So, Eric, you planning to do some Thanksgiving Day shopping? I know it's almost, you know, 2 months away still.
Every time we have this conversation, I get the stink eye.
Well, you might not get the stink eye. You might get the locked door.
What?
Over 57 retailers have just posted that they are not going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. And that whole Black Friday. Well, they'll be open on Black Friday, most likely, but many more are expected to join the list.
You know that I found not one but two bedroom companions on that Thanksgiving
standing
night.
Standing in line Thanksgiving night, too.
My televisions, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages and an explanation to follow.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000,
Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, hanging out with you today, helping you get your business right.
Imagine.
Okay.
How you will feel on January 18th.
Oh.
If you start a 100-day goal on October 10th.
Imagine how I feel on January 18th if I start a 100-day goal on October 10th.
Right, 100
October 10th
days.
Is coming up.
October 10th is right around the corner.
All right.
Right? And so if you decided to make a change and start on October 10th, because 100 days is the perfect amount of time to fully achieve a key life goal. It's enough time to accomplish something really big, but yet short enough that you can see the finish line right in front of you, so it discourages procrastination.
That's kind of like us.
I mean,
really big and short enough to see the goal.
Yes.
Bill Murphy.
It's just like us.
Bill Murphy.
We are your 100-day goal.
That's exactly right,
right. Right here.
Bill Murphy has spelled it out for us, folks. And here's the reality. You can actually accomplish more than you have ever examined. You can accomplish more than you ever expected. How about this? You can study for the bar exam. You could run a marathon. You could persuade somebody to marry you.
Oh,
those
now we
work.
Have Eric's attention, right?
Uh-huh.
Lose weight, write a goal, get more clients, get out of debt, whatever the goal is.
Point of clarification.
Yes?
Eric is not looking for marriage in the next 100 days. My goal is to not get married in the next 100 days.
Are you sure about that?
I'm absolutely certain.
Wouldn't this just be something like really
wild? Why are you doing
wild,
that with your eyes?
Wild and
you
crazy.
You stop that whatever you're
I'm
doing.
Just, I mean, wouldn't it be just
no,
really
no. My jaws
wild
hurt,
and
my
crazy
head hurts, la,
if
la.
By January 18th, Eric was
stop
married?
Stop that. You stop that right now.
Okay, so let's do it together. Let's do it together. Let's start a 100-day goal together. Here are, there's actually a Facebook group that has been started by Bill Murphy. He's wanting to bring people together in this 100-day process because he knows when you do it as a group, when you do it together, you are accountable.
Yes.
You're doing it because other people will do it. How often do you show up at the gym because you know you've got a friend waiting for you? We'll do things. Sometimes we'll let ourselves off the hook. And so let's do this. Let's put January 18th. And also then imagine, because most people give up their New Year's resolutions. I've already given them up 2 weeks in. But by January 18th, you can say, look, I've already lost this much weight. I already set up a successful crowdfunding campaign. I've already got the first draft of my book done. I've already started my own podcast TV show. I've already increased and gotten all these clients into my sales process. I've already.
Right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
I'm
now,
signing up for the group right now on Facebook.
Okay. So, of course, the first thing that you want to do is identify an achievable goal, right? What is it that you want to do? I actually heard somebody recently.
Yeah.
He says, you know, so many of us, you know, you put 1, 2, 3, 4 goals together.
Yeah.
Amateur.
Amateur.
He's like, I've got 9,000 goals.
9,000 goals?
Now, we just want your one main objective, like the one big thing that you want to work towards.
I got it.
You do?
I do.
I'm so impressed. I don't have mine yet.
Oh, you ready?
I do.
Get married. Good Lord. No. I hope she's not listening. No.
She?
No.
You hope she's not listening?
I hope.
Is there somebody that would be very disappointed to hear you say, I don't want to get married?
My goal is to be 100.
She will be disappointed.
Easy now.
I'm just saying. Because you just, you know, to have him be that emphatic.
Why do
about
women
it?
Do this? They fixate on one thing and they just won't let it go.
What?
Look at your face. Look. All right. My goal, 100% debt free.
Sweet.
100% debt free. I will owe no one anything.
Do you have, do you know what that dollar, you don't have to share it here, but do you know what that dollar amount is?
I know exactly what it is.
See, it's quantifiable.
Yep.
Right? It's arguably achievable.
It is.
Right? You know what the number is. So don't say, I want to lose weight. How many pounds is that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What size will you be wearing on January 18th? What number is that? What's that dollar amount?
Be wearing size debt free.
Right? And so knowing the number, numbers are easily manageable and achievable. And we can kind of tick off as we get closer. Okay. Now, next thing you want to do is map out the milestone dates.
Okay.
And so we know that January 18th is the final.
Correct.
Goal. So we want to schedule some markers along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to be?
December 18th.
Yeah, December 18th.
November 18th.
Like all of this, you know, all along the way so that you can track your progress.
And by the way, I suggest that people even go all the way to October 18th. Back it up. Find out where you're going to be on October 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're starting on October 10th. But if you know where you're going to be October 18th, that is 1 week in and you will see progress.
And, you know, and then that final, so if January 18th is the final, then, you know, 10 days before that, where are you so that you can do that final sprint?
Absolutely.
Right? For those last 10 days. And money, getting out of debt, you know, there's all sorts of things that you can do. So you want to make sure that you create your milestones. Now you make a list of what are the things that you are going to do, what are you going to change in order to create that impact? Are you going to make more money?
Mm.
Are you going to get a second job?
Yep.
Are you going to take money from things you're already doing and cut out some different expenses?
Possibly.
Right? So make a list of all the things that you're going to do,
mm-hmm.
the things that you're going to do in order to achieve that. If it's about losing weight, you know, are you going to eat differently? Are you going to exercise differently? Are you going to change some of your daily habits? Then you need to also make a list of the obstacles.
Absolutely. The obstacles are the ones that come up, and if they're unexpected, they will cause you to trip and fall.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are expected, they turn into hurdles.
Right? And you can't get over it. And so let's just say that your goal is to get out of debt. Christmas is coming up. Are you planning for how are you going to get through the holidays?
Yep.
Do you have any other... maybe weddings or birthdays or trips, different things that might show up.
Hold on, let me check. No weddings. There may be a couple of birthdays, but there are no weddings.
So what are some of the obstacles? Do you have a friend that likes to go to, you know, expensive concerts? And, you know, let's just go to this concert. You've got some extra money. Do you have a friend that likes to go to expensive restaurants or go expensive shopping? So put your obstacles on there, but put January 18th. We have 100 days, and we're going to turn your life around.
Love it. Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow for Fan Bragging Friday. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,